Warm greetings. I'm very happy to be back here at the here in California, the 7 a.m. sitting with you all. It was very nice to have my friends, Paul and Fu, lead these sittings and the talks. And I participated. I was here with you all, participating and listening to them as well, and enjoyed them quite a bit. And I'm also very happy to be back in this way with you all. Somehow trying to think of a theme for this week, I felt that I didn't want to jump right back in with kind of a similar Dharma kind of orientation way of teaching that I've done much of this last year, because of the way that my friends were teaching, you know, kind of had felt like a both maybe to respect them and not to have too abrupt kind of a change. So what I thought of doing is to tell you stories during the 7:30 time. So I'll say this again afterwards, but this marks a little different for this week. And in doing the guided meditation today, brief words I'll say, I want to say something maybe that's a little bit provocative, that maybe points to something and maybe will support you to take maybe a leap of faith into giving yourself over to the simplicity of the meditation. So I like the word sacrifice, not for some of its connotations it has in English, but rather because of its Latin root. That it comes from the Latin root to make sacred. And so with that in mind, and the common English definition of giving something up, one of the things we're doing in meditation is sacrificing ourselves for ourselves. And we're sacrificing one part of ourselves for another part. And we're sacrificing, making something sacred by at least temporarily letting go of the constructed self, letting go of the self that's built up from stories and ideas and desires and aversions, and a self that's been created or built up from its hurts and its joys and its fears and its conceits. Not to dismiss that or deny it, but rather for now, for the next, you know, 30 minutes, to sacrifice it for yourself, for that part of yourself that is unlimited, that's not defined by stories, not preoccupied with what's in the future or what's in the past or with fantasy or with defending oneself, building oneself up. Even preoccupied with healing oneself or fixing oneself or all this stuff, but the self that is free, the self that breathes easily, the self that just can be here in a very contented, deep, full, peaceful way. We're sacrificing ourselves for that self, for these minutes. So to enter into a meditation posture that's suitable for you, and to gently close your eyes, and to make a transition from the usual way that you are involved in yourself to a different way. You might take a few long, slow, deep breaths, breathing in deeply. And as you exhale, imagine that you're letting go of everything, everything but sitting here in your body. Breathing in deeply, and as you exhale, letting go into your body. exhaling and relaxing your body. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And this process of making sacred, sacrificing, is represented by sacrificing the tension we hold in our body. Sacrificing not so much as having aversion to something, pushing it away, but making sacred by relaxing the unnecessary tension we hold in our body. So you might begin by softening around the eyes and the forehead. Relaxing the muscles of the face. As you exhale, softening the shoulders. And this relaxation, this is a sacrifice that's worth making. To sacrifice the tense being, the tense body, for a body that's more relaxed. Softening, relaxing in the chest. Maybe at the end of the exhale, the front rib cage can relax a bit more. And relaxing the belly. And also maybe there's a global relaxation you can do throughout your body. A global sacrifice of tension, contraction, holding, resistance that you willingly offer out as a way of making sacred, sacrificing, to feel the body more at ease. To feel the living experience, the lived body, from the inside out. And then within this body, as part of this body, to begin to feel and sense your breathing. And as you exhale, to let go of your thoughts, your ideas, your fantasies, your plans, your past. For these minutes, let that be sacrificed. For the way that mindfulness of breathing brings you into the non-constructed self, the self that is not limited by any of the ideas and stories. The simplicity of being here, breathing in and breathing out. And perhaps lovingly, maybe with a kind of a love for this unconstructed self. You can let go of all the ideas and thoughts, willingly sacrifice it for something that's better, that which is not a story or conceit, a thought, that which opens up in the simplicity of breathing in and breathing out mindfully. Perhaps it's worthwhile to let go, because what you gain is so much greater than what you're holding on to. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, one of the great treasures of the sacrifice I'm talking about today is that there is, when we let go of the small self, the constructed self, the preoccupations of the mind about the past and the future and fantasy. One treasure there is that there is a natural, perhaps simple, care for other people, a simple opening of our awareness to include the humanity of others. A kind of awareness and way of thinking about people and feeling, sensing people, being aware of them, where a simplest form of care can arise, simplest form of appreciation, of friendliness, of kindness, one that doesn't have to be known by others or be put into action necessarily, but just a simple kindness. And if such a thing or something seemingly related to that that's your way, that is available to you at the end of a meditation session, one way to continue the sacred sacrifice of letting go of the small self and giving room for something else, is to spend a few moments with thoughts and feelings and attitudes of well-wishing for others. May it be that others may be happy. May it be that others feel safe. May it be that others are peaceful. May it be that others are free. May it be that whatever well-being I experience, that you experience from meditation, may that well-being be shared with others. We live our life caring kindly for all living beings. May all beings be happy.